see anything different after looking at the film than what you'd mentioned after the games? Anything jump out at you?
No. I think a pretty accurate assessment.
How do you account for passing offense that was so sharp for three games in a row and, you know, looked like you got this state-of-the-art Raiders have finally got the passing attack that everybody always wanted, and then the last two games, it hasn't been there in the same, to the same regard, magnitude?
Well, it can happen in our league. You know, that's one of the reasons you talk about it being a weekly challenge, you know, different issues each week. Success from 1 week or over 3 weeks doesn't guarantee success in week four. You know, that's just the nature of the competition in our league. You know, so many little factors can swing it differently. You know, we, as you go back and look at yesterday and analyze it, you know, we're in third and three, third and four situations repeatedly in the first half and failed to convert. And so in not converting those, you're not able to possess the ball and throw, run, whatever you want to do. You're not going to have productivity. And, you know, all of a sudden you look up, we've had five possessions and the half's over, or five third downs. 1 for 5, I think, is what we were. And first half's over, no points. So, you know, you've got to be able to move the chains, possess the ball, and give yourself opportunity to run plays. And when you're running those plays, then you have a chance to be explosive, get the, you know, passing game going, get the running game going. All kinds of things can happen. But if you're going three and out, or if you're not able to convert when you get it into third and very manageable, and you know, that's not going to lead to a real productive day.
Have you run? Have you been in many games where you had as few as 47 plays in a game?
That's rare.
Yeah.
What did you say? The team came out much stronger in the second half. What did you say at halftime?
Well, I mean, you know, things, the private nature of the conversation would be left, you know, in the locker room. But, you know, clearly there was a challenge to be more urgent, get ourselves going in the second half.
Jack, you have 2.4 yards rushing. How do you think the offensive line played?
As a group, I think we were sacked once. It was okay. Wasn't great. Wasn't the best performance of the year. I think, you know, with us, I think, again, if you're going up against a good rush and you give up one sack, that's not all bad, okay? Purely in terms of running the football, you know, we'd like to run it better than that. I think we actually, the efficiency-wise, the running game wasn't bad. We just didn't get the number of carries we'd like to get. But, you know, you mix in a negative play, and if you run it three times, you mix in a negative play, and add that into the two positive plays. You had two efficient runs and a third one that wasn't. So I think you have some of that. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but bottom line is it was okay. It was okay. It wasn't dominating for sure, but it wasn't like people were in our backfield all day giving us a lot of problems.
How is Hudson? Is he going to be able to play this week?
Not sure yet. Not sure yet. He got tweaked it, I guess you'd say, yesterday. And didn't return. And so, you know, we'll just see how, whether or not that set him back to where he was, whether that was just a minor tweak. We'll just see how the week goes.
How about Tywan Jones, Lee Smith, the other guys who were hurt? Are they going to be able to play?
Lee should be ready to roll. And Tywan will be day-to-day. We'll see.
Was Cooper open very often yesterday, or did they just put Slay on him and also give him help and just sort of take him out of it?
I think there were some opportunities with the one-on-one coverage that, quite frankly, we didn't take advantage of. Mm-hmm. We've got to do a better job of making sure that we get our top playmakers involved. And I feel like coming out of that game, I feel like we didn't do a good enough job there as a staff getting him involved.
Is Cooper's quad bothering him at all?
No.
He's good.
What are your thoughts? I know you don't really like to speak about the fourth quarter and how it's been challenging to finish strong, but Donald Penn's safety, and it seems like things kind of went from there. What were your thoughts on that?
Trying to see you're asking about Donald Penn's safety?
Once he got the safety, you guys, before that, it seemed like you guys, you know, probably had an opportunity to, you know, turn things around. But once they got the safety, and then things kind of went from there toward the end of the game.
Things didn't go from there. That was the last offensive snap we had. Mm-hmm. You know, what they were able to do is exhaust the clock mm-hmm. from there. So we had the ball in our possession down three with two drives, and we went three and out, punt, and three plays and a safety. And so, you know, we had our opportunity there again. I like our odds. All right, getting the ball, having a chance to go win the game. We didn't get it done yesterday. You know, if you ask me, hey, would you like the ball in your hand, in the hands of your offense, down three with a chance to win the game? Absolutely. You know, plenty of time left. Absolutely. And you know, we didn't get that done.
They didn't run wild by any stretch of the imagination, but they were able to last 7:22 to hold on to the ball. Is that pretty disappointing?
Yeah, no, that's 4-minute defense. We got to get the ball back. Got to give ourselves more opportunities there. Yeah, for sure. That's it's basic football. You know, some of the basic things that you look at what we did in the third quarter. We had an excellent third quarter and fought our way back into the game. So again, there are some spurts of good play. The team. You know, complimentary football, three phases, and for a quarter there, it looked really good. And, we were not able to sustain it.
How do you balance a message of trying to remain consistent in the way you approach the team, but also with a somewhat exasperation with, hey, we got to be better than this. I know we are better than this.
Yeah, I think you are what you earn, right? So we can talk about potential. There have been a lot of players coming in this league with potential. Potential doesn't win games, okay? Production wins games. So it's a bottom-line business. It's a production-based business. We expect to be better than we were. There's no sugarcoating that. So, I'm disappointed that we weren't better. I'm going to do everything I can within my power to make sure that, I'm doing my part and that as a staff we're doing our part. And then we'll make sure the demands go right through the organization, through the roster, through the football team, that each man is being held accountable to do his job, and to perform and help us win.
On the Crabtree play in the second quarter, I know after the game you said thought about challenging it, but you kind of figured which way the league would go.
Yeah.
Having seen it today, Mike Carey was on the broadcast yesterday. The former official said that was a catch in his eyes. Do you second guess and say, man, maybe?
No, there's no second guessing that. It's just it's not a good rule, but it's a rule, all right? And there is no doubt in my mind. Of course, Mike, he has the luxury of sitting up in the box now and getting paid nicely without any stress and sitting up there and making calls and second guessing things, and that's good for Mike. But from my perspective, you have to make an educated you have to make a decision based on the facts. Make an educated opinion as to what's best for your football team. That was a clear case of, just like Calvin Johnson when it first started, all right, years ago, he makes what we all would say is a catch, puts the ball down, the ball comes out, and they say it's not a catch. And that's where this all started from. So kind of ironic that we were there in Detroit, where Calvin, where it all happened, where it all started. But that's what they're going to do. That's why I think it was Carl Johnson, the other ref, came in and blew it dead and said, no, the ball's on the ground. They were all pointing, there's the ball on the ground. And, again, I said it yesterday. I don't necessarily like the way that rule is being officiated, but I understand it. I understand what they're saying.
Getting away from the letter of the rule, in your mind, as a former player and a coach, is that a catch?
Yeah, I think we could do the 100 people in the bar test, and there'd be 99, if not 100%, would say that's a catch. So frustrating, but that's what it is.
Had two back-to-back weeks of pretty good pressure on the quarterback. You had four sacks in each game, and both guys had moments where they didn't look all that comfortable. And with coverage being a combination, and you guys can see,
right,
of rush and coverage,
yep,
are you surprised the coverage isn't a little better with the rush that you're getting?
There are moments in the game where the coverage is really, really good. Mm-hmm. We'll have an eye violation that allows a check down to the running back, go for a big first down at a key moment. We'll have a simple wide receiver bubble that turns into a 21-yard gain. That should be a 3 or 4 yard gain at most. Mm-hmm. So, until we clean those things up, we're gonna continue to talk about that. The rush is coming. The rush is improving. I think there are moments where the coverage is improving. But the lapses that allow chunks of yardage, were really, in my opinion, they haven't earned it. Mm-hmm. There's some of the easy football we need to keep easy. Some of the plays that are not really difficult to defend, we've got to get those plays defended better now. I mean, we're 10 weeks into this thing. And so there's some of the same errors that, have plagued us will keep us from playing great defense. You can't play great defense if you have giveaways, if you have gifts that you give your opponent. So it's imperative that we close that down, we get that rectified ASAP.
The most extensive use of Ben Heaney on defense that you've had, how did you think he did?
He plays hard. He makes a lot of tackles. He's a productive guy. A couple times where he overran the ball, over-pursued the ball, and allowed some cutbacks. But it was effort-filled performance. That's what we know about Ben. I mean, he's going to fly around. He's going to be in on plays. He made a heck of a move to get that sack. Mm-hmm. I thought for his first extended action, I thought he did pretty well.
Are you close to getting near on ball back in the field? Could that happen this week?
Hopefully. Hopefully, yeah. When they give us the green light, we'll be ready to roll with them.
Jack, getting back to the offense for a second, you had a couple of delay of game penalties. Are the plays being called in quickly enough, Derek?
I believe they are. I believe that responsibility is on Derek. But we're going to talk with him and make sure that there wasn't some issue that caused that delay, because it happened twice in key moments. We went from 3rd and 4 to 3rd and 9, went from 3rd and 6 to 3rd and 11. That's a big change, that's self-inflicted. So, look, we haven't had issues with that this year. I think yesterday as a whole, penalty-wise, I think we were pretty clean. We played pretty good football that way. We are a disciplined unit. Derek's a bright guy. I have 100% faith and trust in him to operate our offense. And whatever caused the issue, we'll get to the bottom of it, make sure it's resolved going forward.
And the two offensive pass interference plays on calls on
Michael
screen pass with the
they were called on Michael Rivera.
Yeah. Is it just a matter of timing on mm-hmm. the screen passes? I mean,
they are.
Cause it looks
it's
like
a matter
it
of timing. Once you go past the, they give you a yard, so which typically means that you get a yard and a half or so. But once you get downfield, 3-4 yards downfield, you have to wait. The ball has to be caught before you can block. So. Michael was guilty twice yesterday, and it was the correct call.
You were talking a minute ago about avoiding those lapses to give up that chunk yardage. How much more important this week is going to be that discipline when you're facing a quarterback like Marcus Mariota? It seems like Tennessee's running a lot more read option now than they were earlier in the season.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make it any more. It makes it important like it always is, having discipline, understanding where you belong, understanding how it all ties together. It's fundamental to playing really good defense.
Jack, David, or Emerson yesterday had about 4 or 5 really nice plays where he was able to get in and break some things up. I know he graded out well earlier in the year when he just started. Is he a guy that's kind of worked himself into the discussion to get some more playing time, maybe push for a starting job, or do you like him in the role you had him yesterday?
No, I like him, period. I think he's a good player. I think I think he was targeted 5 or 6 times yesterday maybe, and did a nice job. There was one swing pass that he could have kept his head up and tackled better. But for the most part, I thought he played pretty well.
But you have no plans to maybe start him?
Our plans are to use the best people. So we'll continue to look at whatever we can to improve our football team.